Okay. The best of speed jokes. Let's do it to it.
What was the best joke this week? Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we like to play back what we think are some of our best jokes. Here's joke of the week number one.
In the following scene, Eddie Mazur will portray John's neighbor walking two dogs, and John Williams will star as John Williams.
Hey, neighbor, I didn't know you had any dogs.
Oh, they're not my dogs. They're my sister's.
Wow, your sisters are really ugly.
Speed Jokes today, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number two.
I know they didn't ask for it, but just to be sure, I sent a stool sample in with my tax return.
Hey, now, let's not be doing that. Here's joke of the week number three.
Did you hear about the small-town bagel shop owner running for mayor? He's running a schmear campaign.
Joke of the week number four.
Cannibal on death row was asked what he wanted for his last meal. He chose five guys.
Number five.
Running feels great unless you compare it to not running.
Here's joke of the week number six.
My day started out bad today, Dave. I put my shirt on and my button fell off. Then I picked up my briefcase and the handle fell off. So now I'm afraid to go to the bathroom.
Here's number seven.
Who didn't let the gorilla into the ballet?
I don't know. Who?
The person in charge of attendance at the ballet.
We have a few of them like that. Here's another one.
Kind of reminds me of that. Hey, Dave, when you see a bunch of ducks flying in a V formation, do you know why one of the sides of the V is longer than the other?
No.
That's because there are more ducks on that one side.
Joke of the week number nine.
What's the difference between a blonde and a bowling ball?
I don't know.
A blonde is a living person with a specific hair color, and a bowling ball is an inanimate object used in the sport of bowling.
All right. That's enough of the anti-joke jokes. Here's joke of the week number 10.
What does the Easter Bunny get for making a basket? 2 points, just like everyone else.
Here's joke of the week number 11.
Not to brag or anything, guys, but I got the high score on my bathroom scale this morning.
All right, here's a little joke of the week number 11.
I like jokes about eyes.
You do?
Yeah, the cornier the better.
Get it? That was number 12, actually. Here's number 13.
Frenchman walks into a cafeteria with a parrot on his shoulder. Guy in the cafe says, "Where'd you get that thing?" The parrot said, "In France. They got a million of them."
There's French guys everywhere. All right, one more, please.
Quilts are better than duvets.
I don't know if I'd make that blanket statement, Dave.
All right, Dave. You're the man of the hour this week, so you go first. What's the joke of the week, please?
You know what? I really like the French guy and the parrot.
Hey, excellent choice. There's no bad answers here. What's that, Dave? All right, here's joke of the week number, Steve Alexander, what's your favorite joke, please?
I'm going with the Cannibal's Last Meal.
Cannibal's Last Meal. Let's see, where was that one? That was five guys. Bob, which way are you going to go?
I like this one. It's really kind of slipped in there, not running.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Pete's not going to say that because Pete and his wife are big runners. Where are you, Pete?
She ran a schmear campaign.
That was mine. I like that one, too. Two votes for the schmear campaign. All right. We'll randomly select somebody's name in just a couple of seconds here, announce that, and they'll win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.
And that, of course, the best of Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg.